right. Rentfree1310@gmail.com is the address. If you have anything that's been rattling around your brain that you want to share with us and offload onto the P1s, we do that right here every week. Rentfree1310@gmail.com. Let us begin with P1 Alex says, "Hey, friends. So it finally hit 40 degrees this morning, and this scene from The Wire always lives rent-free in my head around this time of year. Gets me every time. Love the segment and love your buns, Ranch Pizza, P1 Alex." And what he's referencing is Stringer Bell talking to his minions, and he mentions a 40-degree day.
"Yo, String, we hit the one girl, but after that, man, I ain't seen nobody catch no lead, man.
Except for Tank?
Yeah, Tank gone. The other bro dropped him, so I guess we even now.
So you get one, right?
Yeah.
That's good. That's like a 40-degree day. Ain't nobody got nothing to say about a 40-degree day. 50, bring a smile to your face. 60, is damn near barbecuing on that Go down to 20, get they bitch on. Get they blood complaining. But 40, nobody give a about 40. Nobody remember 40, and y'all is giving me way too many 40-degree days. What the
Oh, greatness. That, of course, Jacob Detamore this morning on the Morning Musers.
Season 1, episode 10.
Oh, season 1, okay.
Damn it.
I cannot believe Stringer Bell is British. And seeing him do commercials now where he's just talking in his normal voice.
It's not his real name. You know that.
He's Stringer Bell to me, damn it.
Idris Elba.
Idris. So the next James Bond, maybe?
So handsome. Well,
let's make it work. Let's make it happen.
It didn't quite fall through, but it would have been cool.
Brother.
Maybe sometime. Great show.
Yeah, The Wire's quite good. And
Season 2, as Corby said yesterday, season 2, very underrated.
Yeah, the docs.
And the docs.
Absolutely. Nothing wrong with it. All right, let's go to P1 Connor. He says, "Afternoon, gents. My rent-free submission is any time that there's a bad leg/ankle injury, like Cam Scataboo, instantly I think of Romo saying you got to hope it's a cramp from 2020 where Dak injured his ankle horribly against the New York Football Giants." Went back and watched it today.
Oh, why?
Just because I was thinking about it, this email from Connor. And it is wild that Tony Romo, who probably has a couple monitors right in front of him, uttered this.
"And rushes for 13. Prescott breaks the tackle. Picks up a total of 9 more."
Oh, no. Oh, no. You almost got to hope it's a cramp, don't you, if you're a Cowboy fan right there? But, that does not look good, Jim.
Because we're so used to the drop.
God. Yeah, I know.
But he actually was like, "Oh, my God, this is terrible." And then he goes to, well,
you almost got to hope it's a cramp.
And he wasn't wrong. As I saw his ankle dangling, I was hoping it was just a cramp.
And CBS has the cameras close up on his ankle bent the wrong way.
Yes.
And he's like, "Oh, maybe it's a cramp. We just hope."
And
it might be a cramp and a broken ankle. It could be both.
Top-notch analysis, by the way.
Yeah.
And this past weekend,
at least we didn't get that.
When Patrick Sertan gets a little boo-boo in the end zone, he's like, "Oh my God, this is a monster injury." And he misses one play.
Now he's overcorrecting because of Dak.
"You almost got to hope it's a cramp."
But he did injure his shoulder and was out for the rest of the game and could be out for a week. So maybe he was he had visions.
It could be a cramp, though. I haven't heard anything official.
Ah, Tony.
Oh, I hate that.
Let's go to P1 Mitch. Mitch says, "Sweet spot, boys. I have no idea why this has been living rent-free in my head for the last couple of weeks, but it's a piece of ticket audio where Corby is reading through a live spot for some HVAC company. I don't remember the exchange exactly, but Corby gets the phone number and tells listener to call 1-800-FREE-HAT, I mean heat. Naturally, Corby starts laughing, and for some reason, Junior is with him, maybe at the compound, and is laughing too and asks Corby, why would it be a free hat? And go ahead and play that clip that's living rent-free in Mitch's head.
Get a heating and AC unit for up to $5,500 off through the end of the new year. Only at A No. 1 Air. Call 1-800-NEW-HAT. New heat.
New hat.
Why would an air conditioning company have the phone number 1-800-NEW-HAT?
you jackwagon.
Again, that's 1-800-NEW-HEAT.
Okay, so you
definitely
hear
a White Elephant Day
ticker bed. So yeah, White Elephant Day doing Corby doing ticker.
You just feel so cool. Why don't you give me a new hat? Like, I feel so good with this new AC in here.
And I know Justin has his childish terms. There's words that are just funny for no reason. And for whatever, hat is a funny word to me. Hmm. Like, if somebody goes, tells you to go S in your hat, it's just funny. So 1-800-NEW-HAT.
I just think the visual of S-ing in a hat is funny.
It is. We don't use that enough.
Call 1-800-NEW-HAT. New heat.
New hat. Why would an air conditioning company have the phone number 1-800-NEW-HAT?
You jackwagon!
Again. And Connor, was that new 20? What did the Inco say?
It said 2012.
That's when we transferred it over here. So it was before that. That was at the old station.
Really? Okay.
Man, so funny.
Interesting.
Well, all the confidence. 1-800-NEW-HAT. Wait. Heat.
Well, Mitch continues. He goes, if you're familiar with South Park, there's an episode where the townspeople want to free a noted toddler murderer named Hat McCullough from prison.
Funny.
They go around chanting, free hat, which I've also been chanting around my house for some unknown reason. But it makes me think of that ticket audio.
It is a classic episode.
Well, we do have that audio, I believe, right?
Yeah, we should go get that negative as soon as we get hat free.
Yeah, free hat.
No, we need to do this first. But we have to free Hat. It's just that, you know, he killed 23 babies.
Yeah, but it was in self-defense.
Yeah!
He killed 23 babies in self-defense?
Hat was attacked maliciously and unprovoked by a gang of babies in Westtown Park. When that many babies get together, they can be like piranha.
Three eyewitnesses testify that if Hat hadn't killed those babies, they'd have killed him.
Yeah! Free Hat!
And just to pull
new
the
hat
curtain
free
back,
hat.
We do have one of the TVs here in the studio, always on South Park during the show.
No way!
And, it's pretty great. Bottom left, always South Park.
Yeah, it's it doesn't matter which episode it is. There's always a scene we can always remember back to. Oh, yeah.
It's either that or Dumb and Dumber, which Will hasn't seen yet.
That's true. All right, let's go to P1 John. He says, hello, gentlemen. I have a rent-free that involves Michael Jordan. Hmm. My dad bought a Porsche GT3 from Jordan's son-in-law. They asked if my dad wanted a signed basketball with the deal. He said no because sports means nothing to him, despite his son loving sports. So that lives rent-free in my head, P1 John.
Okay.
I feel like I'm looking at Monty in there because this feels like one of your bits where you submit something to Am I the Jerk and it's just a premise from like a CBS sitcom. This doesn't feel like a real story.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. But if you're a dad, knowing your kid loves basketball and you do get offered a Michael Jordan signed ball with the Porsche you're buying from Jordan's son-in-law, don't you have to follow through as a good father?
And even if your son didn't like basketball and you don't like basketball, wouldn't you just accept it? Just like, okay,
you can
it's an autographed basketball. Yeah, you can make money. Show it off to your friends.
You said it was from Michael Jordan's son or son-in-law?
Son-in-law.
That's nothing.
No, isn't the autograph from Michael Jordan?
Yes, it's a Jordan sign.
Oh, yes, it's okay. Not his son-in-law.
Yeah, I was like, who cares about Michael Jordan's son-in-law?
No, that's nothing.
This was a sweetener in the deal that the guy turned down. Like, if you get offered a Michael Jordan autograph with the car you're buying, don't you have to say yes? Just on principle?
Why would you say no?
I mean,
yeah, throw it in the back. Who cares?
Justin would say no, just because he's a Braun guy.
That's
and you have to stick to your.
I would just pay
stick
more
to your
for
brand.
The Braun one.
I eat the pizza.
Is there if you were buying a new car and someone was, it doesn't have to be Jordan. Is there somebody that you would turn down the autograph from?
Karl Malone,
John Rocker,
yeah,
yeah.
How can I one up you even more? Ray Carruth,
OJ Simpson,
pretty good. Yeah, but he's dead now.
He's
take care.
So it could be worth
you
something.
Carl Everett.
What's wrong with Carl Everett?
I don't know if that trumps Rocker, no pun intended.
No way. All right, let's finish up with Marcus. Marcus says, Swedish fish, I guess that's us. An old drop popped into my head this evening. It's one Big Strong Jillian would play sometimes. A news blooper about a murder of a baby or something. And when they cut to video, the hot dog newsboy man screaming hot dog from the old Arlington Stadium is on it. Also, I could have sworn that same hot dog man from the old Rangers ballpark, but maybe it's my kid brain merging things. No, that's actually it.
Yep.
We have the audio.
The baby found dead in an Arlington dumpster will be buried today. Police spokesperson Kim Shoemake says the child, named by police as Angelica, will be buried at Moore Memorial Gardens in the 800 block of West Randall Mill Road. Obviously, that was not the bite involving the baby in the dumpster.
Such a sad story.
The harshest first sentence in any drop we ever played.
And I believe that was on
a baby found dead in a dumpster.
A competing AM news radio station when our old friend Ty Walker used to work for the Texas State Network. I think that was actually a radio mess up, not a TV blooper.
And of course not the audio of the baby in the dumpster.
And that guy used to be at the old ballpark in Arlington, and I would buy hot dogs from him.
Yeah.
He was
great.
Best, yes.
Was he selling them out of a dumpster?
No.
And there were no dead babies in the dumpster.
That news anchor recovered way quicker than I would have.
Yeah.
Like Davey when he was talking
about the pee-pee.
Pee-pee and the cocaine.
The baby found dead in an Arlington dumpster will be buried today. Police spokesperson Kim Shoemake says the child, named by police as Angelica, will be buried at Moore Memorial Gardens in the 800 block of West Randall Mill Road. Obviously, that was not the bite involving the baby in the dumpster.
Oh, we're having fun here. We're laughing.
Obviously, that wasn't it.
I think I would just play it off and not mention it, just move on. You're like, okay, yeah, you heard that.
That is so
condolences
so
to the
jarring to hear that voice. You're waiting for an actuality of some civic leader.
Is that more jarring or the 9/11 promo with the AIDS bit?
Yeah, it's pretty bad,
the
too.
The hardline AIDS bit.
Oh, baby,
pretty
it's
bad,
so hot.
Too.
We will never forget.
All right.
Holy crap, baby.
There's rentfree1310@gmail.com.